I just want to speak to you about kind of the defensive system that you've installed here in Toronto. Can you go into specifics of what exactly you've tried to change from what they did last year?
We really haven't changed much. I just support whatever Dwayne really wants to do. The big change from last year that Dwayne decided to do was to down or blue the side pick and rolls before they used to show. But that really is the biggest difference that we've put in.
And how do you think this defensive system is going to help Jonas kind of adjust? Because at times you got caught in perimeter. Now he's being able to hand back and paint a little bit more. Has he become more effective in this system?
I think he's adjusted. I think his role is well defined for him. So our jobs as coaches is to eliminate the gray area. And I think he understands exactly what we want him to do now. So that's good. I think we've defined it better for him, and he's been more effective, I think.
And when you're kind of looking at other teams' defensive stats, what do you pay attention to? What do you think that means they're a good defense for? Is it kind of points per possession, or what are the key ones for you?
Yeah, I look at that. Points in the paint are big. Rebounding, defensive rebounding margin, because you want to finish your defense. Those are the main things.
There seems to be a kind of a trend in the NBA now where you don't crash the boards in the offensive glass, you don't turn the ball over, you kind of don't beat yourselves, try and limit transition points. Is that something that's always been there, or do you think it's kind of becoming a bigger and present thing where offensive rebounding is almost kind of turning into a skill that isn't much that valued anymore?
Yeah, your point is well taken. Keeping the ball out of the paint, getting back in transition. And now a big thing is taking out the three-point shot, which we haven't done well this year. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing. You know, it affects your points per possession with the three-point shot. So that's something we have to do a better job. But the big thing is getting back in transition, eliminating points in the paint, and, contesting some shots.
And defending dribble handoffs is something that no one really seems to have found an answer for yet, because it's hard to do it without kind of fouling the screener or the shooter. Do you think there's going to be something in kind of the next few seasons where we see something that all teams start to implement, or have you got any kind of particular ideas behind it? What do you try and do when you got guys very good shooting off the dribble handoff?
Yeah, there's a few things you can do. Versus shooters, we want to, like, what we call war, not go behind the handoff. We want to stay on the body more. Mm-hmm. I think teams are doing that. Some teams are also trapping the dribble handoffs with bigs, and we'll incorporate that sometimes. And then versus non-shooting people coming off, we try and go under, let me through, and this way we can keep them in front of us versus penetrating people.
Mm-hmm. And then last thing, the idea used to be that if you've got a shot blocker, you've got a good interior defense. But then kind of a lot of much clearer statistics came out that kind of said that actually being in position is maybe better than just being a good shot blocker. Can you just kind of talk about the trade-off, just because someone finishes the game with three blocks, they're not automatically a good defender?
Yeah, it's important that they're protecting the paint. So, like, what we talk about with our bigs is trying to stay more ball, you basket. This way, people aren't getting line drives at the basket, mm-hmm. and now they're taking contested twos instead of shots in the paint. So it's more about positioning, staying between the ball and the basket with our bigs.
And how influential has Biz been in your interior defense? I know that, you know, has he improved since coming here, or do you think he's just been able to do more than when he was in Charlotte?
Well, I think he definitely built some habits in Charlotte, and he's been terrific all year for us. He's a big talker. He's a big help defender. He's been a big key to our defense this year.
Okay, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.